Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio, is a synergistic forum to assist you in gaining a deeper perspective and understanding in your everyday life. This hit show with Sean and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Imagine a happier soul, radiating energy in all areas of your life. Sean and Jen deliver a passionate message that provides you with a wealth of knowledge to break through to your best you. Discover your soul path. This show will raise levels of intuition, knowing, and keep you on the edge of your seat. So get ready to understand the meaning and message in your life and how to shift obstacles into opulence. Saturate yourself with powerful intuitive coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Sean and Jen dare you to live your best life. Now, here are your hosts, Sean and Jen.
Hey, everybody, it's Jen, and you're listening to the Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio on Transformation Talk Radio.
What up, everybody? This is Sean. Stay with us for the next hour and let us help you experience your fantastic, universal, independent soul path. Every Tuesday on Transformation Talk Radio, we'll have some of the most gifted people helping you turn your obstacles into
opulence.
Boom, baby. So what's up? What's going on? I heard you were on another show this morning.
I think it's the Psychic Solutions Show. It's Dr. Pat's show this morning. I was doing live readings. That is so much fun to just do them really fast like that and to be on the show. She had great energy on that show. So I have been having a fantastic day ever since.
Yeah, little birdie told me you was on jam.
You know what else? Well, a couple things I wanted to talk about that I mentioned on the show. I don't know if it was on air or if we were on break. I can't remember. But we were talking about, they had this, I think it was this P. Diddy puppy dog thing. And I was telling them about our kids. And I said, oh, yeah, we got puppies for our boys. And Dr. Pat said, oh, you got dogs for the kids? I go, well, they're fake dogs.
Yeah.
But they walk and they whine and they kind of bark. But they're fake. So the kids don't know, right, because they're still little. So they think, where's my puppy? And I said, feed your puppy. Yeah. Make sure you get love on your puppy. So
they ain't getting no real puppy for a long time up in here.
No.
Yeah, we love animals, but, you know, we
not
good.
Until they can take care of them, right?
Exactly.
And we also plan to travel, so it's hard when you have to travel with pets.
Yes,
we figured we got kids, we're good.
Well, you know my saying on all of this, even before we had kids, I think I said even before we got married, ain't nobody coming with us if they can't carry their own bag.
we said we'd start traveling international as soon as they could roll their own bag.
And after what we saw Braden do last weekend, I think we might be ready.
Exactly. The other thing is, so time change is coming weekend, if you can believe that. I think Saturday we fast spring forward.
Spring forward, baby.
I feel like we're going to still have at least one more big snowstorm before it's all said and done here in Denver.
Well, thank you for that, Jen.
Well, I don't know. I'm just...
We always get a big one in March, though. You know,
typically.
Just make sure we got some food and some wine up in here and some movies. And make sure the snowblower is good.
All right. So today we are showcasing our fifth segment in our Channeling Eric series.
Wait a minute. Wait. This is a fifth segment?
Yep.
Wow, man.
Time's going by quick, huh?
Yeah, it is. It's been a really good time. I like that. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. So with our guest, Jamie Butler, and of course, Eric Midhus, for those of you who might be new to the show, Jamie will be channeling for Eric. So Jamie and Eric, welcome back to the Sean and Jen Show.
Oh, thank you so much. Hi, everybody. We're happy What's to up? Be here. And Eric was saying to Sean, thank God he doesn't have a lot of baggage, so that way at least he can travel with you.
That's right.
If that's your criteria, right. He's good to go.
Yeah. Hey,
tell him I said, let's roll, soul.
So today we're going to be asking several different kinds of questions about spirituality, life, and of course, all things Eric.
That's right.
All of these questions were submitted in advance by people who follow either the blog or our show. So, Sean, why don't you get us started?
Okay. I'll do the first two questions. The first question is from Pilar in New Jersey. And she wants to know, how and when and why did humans first start living on Earth?
Eric says, wow, we need to kick back and get a drink for that one.
Right.
Take all the time you need, Eric.
He said, how and when? He goes, well, actually, science really has that kind of figured out. It is not so much as the Adam and Eve story. And he says, I deeply apologize for the religious beliefs and the stories. He goes, they are really nice stories and they have good morals to them. They help us guide our life. But that life on Earth, the cells, the DNA, everything of that nature is pretty much through evolution. And he goes, of course, I think a smarter question might be to Pilar, what about the aliens? Oh, don't do that.
Yeah.
He's laughing.
Yeah. Thanks, E.
Okay.
Okay. Second question from Pilar, New Jersey. Extension to the first question. Are all humans living on Earth from the same place?
No.
Oh, I would love to answer that.
dive into that a little bit more. When you say no, what do you mean? I mean, so, which Sean and I don't feel like we're from the same place. Is that true?
He's laughing.
We're not talking about, like, different wombs.
Don't feel like we're from different places.
Absolutely.
He said, absolutely. Earth is only one of the many locations that you can have a life in or create a purpose or reincarnate, for those who use that word.
Okay. But we all individually maybe come from different places. So we're not all from the same place, essentially.
Correct.
Is that right?
And he said, well, think about it this way. Our soul's energy.
Yes.
That is peeling off from the same location, same source energy. But that doesn't mean, like, let's make it simple. Let's just think of America. Because, you know, Americans are kind of egocentric. Our location is where we are. He goes, so let's just look at it this way. Let's say you guys are from Colorado. In life source, being this big energy, pure love, pure whatever, he says we can call it God if you want to call it God, mother, father, omnipotent, present, all that kind of BS. He's a foul-mouthed young man, and sometimes we can't control him so well. But he says this source that we're talking about can't be pinpoint to one location. Like when somebody asks you, hey, where are you from? And you say Colorado. That's not going to fly. This source energy is everywhere. It is everywhere. When you're using those words, omnipresent, omni-being, omni-whatever, that means it's everywhere. So when you are a part of it, you're part of the whole, and you're having an experience. And Earth ain't the only place that you can land in, he says.
Okay.
He's getting all rhythmic and his hands are flying.
That's right. Well, it's the truth. It's the truth. I love it.
Want to take this next one? Next question. This is from Lorraine. I don't have her location, but also known as LP. So, Eric, does Immaculate Conception exist?
He's laughing. Not on Earth terms, no.
Okay. So why does that same story go back thousands of years through different cultures and religions? Is it a metaphor for something else, or is there some truth to it?
No, he says this. Please apologize to everyone, Eric. He's saying it's just an excuse for a young woman who's supposed to be a virgin or not having sex, who did that exploration or unfortunately might have gotten raped or against her will, and who became pregnant. No, he said, on Earth, the beauty about reproduction is that it is a very tangible thing. Now, we can have this immaculate conception in other life forms, in other energetic forms. Let's just say after you leave that physical body and you get together with someone, you can create something pretty easy without touching peeps.
Got that without touching peeps.
Peeps.
It got a little more detailed.
So one last question and we'll have him answer and then we're going to take a quick break. But why do you think that's easier for some people to believe Immaculate Conception than it is to believe in, say, spirit communication or that kind of thing?
Because of what came out of it was very human, and spirit communication, what comes out of it is not very human. It's still intangible. And if that human who came out of Immaculate Conception was this amazingly wonderful man that was a great leader or a woman who was a great healer, then it gives us reason to believe into them more. So it's a little bit of a mind trip. We'll use the word trip. How's that?
Okay. Doing great. Just so everybody just... I know a lot of people are familiar with the show, but those that are new to the show, just know that Jamie does have to bleep out quite a few of the cuss words since we're on radio. So just as a heads up for everybody. But on that note, we're going to go ahead and take a quick break. You're listening to the Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio, with Jamie and Eric. We're going to take going to explore more about spirituality, life, and all things Eric. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Today I don't feel like doing anything. I just wanna lay in my bed.
What if being you created the change you would like to see in this world? What if there are tools to help you access you? This is Glenna Rice, Access Facilitator and the Questionable Parent, and I'm teaming up with Access Facilitator and former NFL running back Ricky Williams to teach Access the Bars Foundation and Level 1. 5 days to change your life in Seattle, February 8th to the 12th. For details, go to accessconsciousness.com.
Tune in to the Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio, each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with Sean and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Imagine a happier soul, radiating energy in all areas of your life. Get ready to understand the meaning and the message in your life. Shift obstacles to opulence. Experience powerful, intuitive coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Sean and Jen dare you to live your best life.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Did you know most coffee, not all, have hidden dangers lurking in it? A recent investigation into grocery store coffee revealed three dangers. First, modern coffee farming produces dangerously high acidity and caffeine. Second, mold content in grocery store coffee contains dangerous toxins. Yuck. Third, government agencies have found grocery store coffee containing 400 times the carcinogens allowed in drinking water. You will be relieved to know that Camino Island Coffee Roasters takes the worry out of your sip of coffee. Imagine how your coffee tastes without mold, carcinogens, or poison. Get your free coffee report, The 5 Hidden Dangers Lurking in Your Coffee Cup. Visit NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com to get your free copy now. That's NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. And check out Camano Island Coffee Roasters.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
We are back on the Sean and Jen Show. This is Sean, and across from me is my gorgeous bride, Jen. Our topic today is spirituality, life, and all things Eric, in the fifth segment of Channeling Eric with Jamie and Eric. Jamie, please, for our listeners, please give your contact information and how the audience can contact you for a reading, book to book an event, et cetera, et cetera.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much, Sean. You can reach me at Love and Light, and the website is withloveandlight.com. And, of course, you can always follow Eric on his continuous blog that his mother is so incredibly great at, Elisa, at his website, channelingeric.com. And that's Eric, E-R-I-K.
Hey, we can't hear you. We can't hear you.
You can't hear me?
No. Oops. We're doing a recap. There she is. Okay.
All right. Apologize. If you're just tuning in, previously we were discussing how life started here on Earth, the concept of Immaculate Conception, and we're going to ask, so just so everybody knows, we're asking several different kinds of questions about spirituality, death, life, really anything goes. All these questions were submitted by people who follow the blog and our show. So if you'd like to submit questions for the next show, please send them to us via Facebook, through the Channeling Eric blog, or through our website, soulpathinsights.com.
Thank you very much. Let's go on to our next question. I believe this would be question five. And it's from Ellie out of Sweden, I believe. That's a long way away, and I heard there are really nice people there. Just saying. Okay, so her question is, timetable when the aliens will reveal themselves for Earth people, and which kind of alien will be first? So I can – I heard her giggle, and he already answered. Go ahead. Let's roll with it.
No, go ahead, Sean. You had something on the tip of your tongue.
No, I was going to say, okay, she wants to know the timetable of when the aliens will reveal themselves for Earth people, and which kind of alien will it be first? Although we could be the aliens, and they're the regular people, but that's a whole other episode, but go ahead.
Aha. Eric loves that, and that's kind of the vein that he was going at is, yeah, we can call ourselves Earth people, but we're actually alien and composed of many soul parts of alien beings. Wow. If that makes sense. Reincarnation. Remember, it's just not Earth being recycling into an Earth being, recycling into an Earth being. You know, we could be a Pleiadian. We could be a star child from somewhere else. And he goes, I'm not really a fan of all the terminology, but yes.
So really, if you really wanted to kind of look at it, we're kind of begatted from the stars.
Yeah. Yeah, we could totally do that. And you know, we kind of mentioned, I think, in another show, he said, where Earth is a little bit under a contract or a little protected right now so that we can go through our own learning and life experiences. And there's all this talk in the underground veins that this contract's going to lift and all of a sudden all the aliens are going to come and it's going to be this big war or whatever. He says, you know what? When it's time, it's going to be time. And when you, oh, Eric, when you meet them, that's when you will decide who to like and who to trust. And it's not going to be like this big press release. It's going to keep going like it is now, just because the governments and the political systems are going to be too afraid about launching this kind of information for fear of miscommunication or having panic and just the average general public. So it's going to be very low key and very down to earth, not like the movies are presenting. He said, so I'm sorry if I just bursted your bubble. And most of the aliens that we're going to come across actually are very kind. And you say, what kind?
Yes. Yeah, she asked what kind as in type. I'm feeling energy based myself. That's just me, but he may have something different.
He says, if we have to label them so specifically, he says, I feel like the Pleiadians.
Pleiadians.
Yeah, that one. I want that one, whatever that is. he says they're the ones who are most grounded in earth soil and earth culture and tradition, so they'll be the ones who will be helping the most.
I mean, are some of them already here?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay. So they're already really here. It's not going to be some big movie thing like everybody expects it to be, I guess, right? That's what he's saying.
Yeah. He says it's not like they land and they want to destroy everything. They're just as invested as the care and the love of Earth as humans are.
Okay, good.
Okay, I got it. This next question is from Vicky M. Can or does your spirit leave your human body when sleeping? And if so, why?
He said, yeah. And thank God it does, because you need to unzip from that body every now and then.
telling you.
He said it could do it for many reasons. One, it's actually a state of physical repair for your spirit to be out so that your body can quickly do the work it needs to do without your conscious trying to guide it or get in the way, pretty much. You could leave because you're learning lessons. You could leave because it was an outer body experience. You could astral project in your dream states. There's just so many reasons.
Yeah. Do we travel to different dimensions?
Yeah. Oh, that's exactly what happens when you leave your body, because to leave your body and really stay in those lower dimensions, how we live as human beings, is actually, it's really difficult. Because I wonder how ghosts do it all the time.
Okay, good. So this next question is pretty near and dear to me, because I have a lot of friends and family who have struggled with addiction. So this question comes from Stephanie in Colorado. Is there a spiritual reason behind addiction? And then second part of that would be, how can spirituality help a person stay sober?
He said, first, he goes, I don't mean to blow anybody's mind here. You actually have to ask, is this addiction giving you the lesson that you need out of this life? Or is even staying sober giving you the lesson or giving you what you need out of life? He goes, we got to look at this situation as addiction is a non-judgment. It is neither right. It is neither wrong. You have to approach it by, what are you receiving from it? And there's so many reasons of why you would have this kind of lesson in your life. It could be from a past life. Either you decided you didn't finish it, or you didn't conquer it in the way you wanted to, so you brought it forward or backwards. It could be that you don't know how to give confidence or self-love to yourself, so you sabotage yourself. It could be a moral lesson, an integrity lesson. He goes, you know, the list can go on and on. It's a really an individual, as every disease or illness is very individualized to that one person.
So is there a way to incorporate spirituality if the person chooses to stay sober? Because we have there's Alcoholics Anonymous, there's all kinds of different programs, right? But sometimes I think people that are addicts maybe feel like there's something missing in those programs that doesn't incorporate a spirituality or a holistic approach to it.
Oh, my God.
That's what I'm talking about.
He says, I'm sitting in the same boat behind you, Jen. I believe the same things. The way that I feel that having a spiritually based belief in your life can help you through addictions is that when you are looking at getting your vibration in your body at a higher level, these addictions or yearnings, either for nicotine, processed foods, sugars, things of that nature, your body's not attracted to it. So it's not craving it in that way. And actually, there's a real sense of purpose. There's a real kind of highness feeling when you are doing focused, deep meditation. And I encourage everyone to kind of find that discipline, because, yes, you do kind of have to face the little demons in your head, and that'll get your ships ahoy straight very, very quickly. Having a spiritual belief raises your vibration and can help you keep the lower vibration emotions and purposes, such as addictions, away from you in your life.
Beautiful. All right, so I'm going to go back to something Eric said, or briefly touched on, and I'm not sure if we've ever talked about this. I want to clear up something. Do past lives have any bearing on this life? Meaning, do we bring past unresolved issues into this life, or do we start fresh and pick what we want to experience in this life? And sometimes that just may be something we didn't complete in a past life.
Yes and yes. And he goes, I will tell you one thing. I'm not signing on to the karma talk. I don't believe it's real. Karma is a human word structured to say to people, hey, if you didn't finish it, then you have to live out your karma in the next life. No, nobody's making you do anything. You're the only one who's guiding yourself. All that God or God source or omnipresent being, whomever you believe in, is there supporting you in whatever choice that you're saying is right for you. So, yes, this life can very much be intertwined with another life that you're leading or living or had experienced, however you want to look at time. Or
right.
It could be completely a fresh page, starting over, picking new lessons, different family, you know?
but you decide. It's not like, okay, let's go back to a past life and see if we can resolve this now.
Oh, yeah.
And now, look, everything's fine because we start fresh now, and knowing that time is not linear, the past and the future happening as simultaneously as right now.
Oh, yeah.
Correct?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. And it's pretty cool just to mention briefly that the nature of the human being, it wants to be balanced. It wants to be at home base, and it wants to complete the things that it's already learned.
Yeah, well,
it's wild.
That's important that you share that and say that, because you really – there are a lot of people out there that are brought up and taught to believe that they're supposed to sit around and wait on something to come down from the sky, and things happen and everything's been preordained, and they think they're supposed to be poor and unhealthy, and that's not how it is. You co-create your own future, and when you own that, you open those possibilities up of what can be.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Awesome. Okay. Well, it's time to take another break. You're listening to the Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio, with Jamie and Eric. We're going to take a quick break. I said that already. And when we come back, we'll learn more about spirituality, life, and all things Eric. Stay tuned.
Take time to realize that your warmth is crashing down.
Tune in to the Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio, each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with Sean and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Imagine a happier soul, radiating energy in all areas of your life. Get ready to understand the meaning and the message in your life. Shift obstacles to opulence. Experience powerful, intuitive coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Sean and Jen dare you to live your best life.
Just stop what you are thinking right now and ask yourself, if I could have anything I desired, what would it be? Now expand that energy beyond anything you have ever imagined. That energy, that is you. What if you could have access to that all the time? Curing the incurable are for those that desire a different possibility with their life and their body. Does that excite your molecules? Well, check out Liam's website at liamphillips.com.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Get ready for Intentional Living with Deborah Diane every Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Create your best life by releasing subconscious limiting beliefs and patterns quickly and easily. Each show features a live call-in segment so that you can experience Deborah's intuitive insight and powerful clearing. Deborah's quick wit and spot-on intuition make every show both powerful and fun. For more information, visit ConsciousRepatterning.com.
Get ready for a new and brighter future with The Joseph Gabby Show, consciously living your destiny. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to break through stagnation and procrastination and fulfill your life's destiny. This hit show will clear mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual stuckness using numerology and an endless list of life-energizing tools live on air. To find out more about Joseph and how to discover the power of blueprint numerology and spiritual healing, visit www.consciouslylivingyourdestiny.com.
We are back on the Sean and Jen Show with Sean and Jen sitting across from me. Our topic today is spirituality, life, and all things Eric with Jamie and Eric on the fifth segment of Channeling Eric. Jamie, for our listeners, please give your contact information and how the audience can contact you for a reading, booking event, etc. Your calendar or whatever other cool things you got going on.
Thank you. Yes. You can reach me at my office, Love and Light Center in Atlanta, at the website, which is withloveandlight.com. And you can always check out Eric and his blog site at Channeling Eric, which is E-R-I-K.com. And Eric wanted to briefly get a shout out to his mom, that he loves his mom and he's blowing kisses.
We love Elisa.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, we do. Okay, if you're just tuning in, previously we were discussing aliens, traveling while you're sleeping, and the spiritual reason behind addiction, which was really cool. Now we're going to continue to several different kinds of questions about spirituality, death, life, and anything else that may pop up. All of these questions were submitted by people who follow the blog and our show. And if you'd like to submit questions for the next show next week, please send them to us via Facebook on the Channeling Eric blog or through our website, soulpathinsights.com.
All right, Eric, we have a question for you. this is actually from Yarle. And if you wanted to, could you manifest your favorite place on Earth?
In the afterlife?
Yeah.
He goes, that's easy. All you got to do is think about it. Just pretty much feel it, and you can create what you need in the higher dimensional planes. And then it's great recycling, because when you no longer need it, it kind of absorbs back into the whole. But if several people are staying focused on it, then it's pretty much a permanent fixture.
So is there anything that you have manifested from Earth that you miss?
I cannot talk about it on air.
All right. Good thing we got your number, right?
All right. And then the other question, what do you miss most about being in a body?
Number one, he said food.
I'm telling you.
Sean can relate to that.
Just as a human being experience, food. And he says, and then I just, probably number two, miss hanging out with my family and my friends.
Okay. Is there any way that you can experience that, like the feeling of hanging out with family and friends? Can you duplicate that without being in the physical, or no, if that makes any sense?
Well, you really have to look at the concept of reincarnation and how time is structured, because even though you believe you're focused on this one life and that there's a past, present, and future, you're actually living multiple lives at the same time and in the afterlife at all times. So, with that confusing statement laid out, yeah, you actually can touch base with the family members that you recall from that one lifetime and can talk about that lifetime and where you've been and what you're going to do. But I think it's really confusing to talk about with humans, because you're so taught to believe that point A to point B is how life is. You're born, you live, you die.
Right. Okay. Sean?
Okay. This is a question out of Denver. No?
I already asked that question. That was my question.
Okay. Well, this is from Neha. Sometimes we meet our soulmates but do not end up together. Is that a free choice of will? Is that a free will of choice or destiny? And does destiny have a role to play here in terms of separation?
Oh my God, yeah, destiny has a huge role. So, you know, you can think about your soulmate is somebody that you've traveled with in many other lifetimes together, so you guys really know each other. And the contract that you develop with each other in this lifetime, it could be wonderful and like fairy tale, and you're married and you have kids and it's incredible. Or, or if you're same-sex partners, maybe you don't have kids, but you marry and you stay together, which you guys should have the right to marry. That really pisses me off. Okay, tangent, come back. Okay, so he says...
Bring it back, bro.
Bring it back.
Breathe, Eric.
It's okay.
Yeah. He says that when you've been with that soul person, it really depends on your contract that you've created with each other. It could be that because the two of you are so understanding with each other and so loving with each other, that this person is really going to play the role of the nemesis, or really be the one to truly break your heart But in a way, it's doing it with care. Because when this life cycle is over and the two of you are together, it makes more sense that it was done by someone that you love so well that the healing and the understanding from the lesson in the lifetime is much easier to comprehend. Now, if we look at the difference between destiny and free will, doesn't free will trump over everything? Well, you would think it really does, and you would think you really have control over most everything that happens in your life, but there are these moments in your life that are kind of preset. And even if you miss it on the first go-round, and the third, and the fifth, and the hundredth, it's still going to come back around in your life to where you can meet that mark or meet that destiny. Right? It's like being in a car and being lost. You can take all kinds of ways and routes, but still end up in the same destination.
So kind of an extension of that, can soulmates can be several different kinds of people. It doesn't have to just be we're married or same-sex partners. It can be friends, right?
Yeah, it could be friends.
And it can be
your children, your family members. Yeah. And he says, I swear to you, it can be your pets.
It can be your pet?
Absolutely, man. They're a living soul. How about that tree out in your front yard? That's a living soul. What if your soulmate decided to come back as that tree? Because I know it sounds like some weird children's book or something like that, but
some weird children's book.
It can happen. You know, you never know what item or what animal, what plant, what animate or inanimate object in your life is really going to give you the most inspiration, the most security, you know, because you don't know.
So this is a question about, so say you're going to look and buy a new house. Does that include the trees, the grass, the land that comes with that house is somewhat of a soulmate to you? You know, you walk into a house and you go, this is it. This is the house. This is my house. I know it. Is it like that? Could that be it too?
Well, yeah, your house is an inanimate object. He says,
no, I'm talking about the land. I'm talking about the land on that the house sits on.
Absolutely. That can be maybe wrapped up in another lifetime. And you have familiarity with it, and you recognize it subconsciously, and you feel drawn to it. He goes, but I'm talking about things that sustain its own life. If we're talking about soulmate-ish, you know, so blah, 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 soulmate topics.
That wasn't what you were going to say, but okay.
Mm-hmm. So just because you're soulmates in this life doesn't mean that in another existence you may have so sometimes the people that come into our lives and cause the most havoc for us could be the biggest teachers. That doesn't mean that they don't love us just as much as a soulmate that we love.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. So did you ask this question, Sean? Where is the line drawn between free will and destiny in general life and in relation to soulmates?
No, but I think you just did.
All right. So, Eric?
Would you like us to repeat it, or?
No. He says what free will can do to destiny is pretty much just throw off its timing. But it's always going to be a part.
You know, that makes sense when you think about it. Free will can throw off the timing of a destiny.
Yes. He says, but you're still getting there.
You're still getting there even if it is thrown off time-wise.
It's like a detour. You took a detour, but you know, you're going to get to that waterfall.
Yeah, your nav system screwed you over and took you down the wrong street to a dead end.
Apple Maps. No, I'm just teasing. Okay.
So when I have another question. When Eric made his transition into the spirit world, did he have an idea about how the blog was going to become what it is now and how it was going to move forward and how big it was going to become? Did he know that right off the bat, or did that take some time?
So when Eric made his transition, you kind of faded out on my end.
Okay.
Can you repeat the question?
Okay. So when Eric made his transition, did he know about the blog and what it would turn into and the things that came along with that?
He said he didn't realize that this was going to be his passion and his career until he saw his mom go through the experience of not believing to understanding that the afterlife is really right next to the living on Earth. And when she made that aha moment, he knew that from that moment on. So no, not right away at death did he realize he had a greater purpose or a greater cause. And then he's saying, but as soon as my mom sparked it, I was, no, I can't say that. He was on it. Let's just do that. He was on it.
I like Eric.
And then it grew from there. Is that right?
Can you hear?
Can you guys hear me? Or?
Oh, I can't hear Jen. If Jen is talking, no.
Okay. I don't know. I think we lost her. I don't know. And then she basically said, and it grew from there, right?
Yes, it grew from there. And he knows that he didn't have that kind of passion or purpose on Earth. He's telling me that when he was living, he had a hard time staying rooted to one topic or one drive, one direction. Mm-hmm. And that when he left this world and he came into higher dimensions, that he had the ability then to stay focused. And through helping his mother, he found his purpose. And he says, now I just really want to make it as big as possible and help everybody else understand what my mom kind of unearthed or rediscovered or relearned, because as you know, we have already know everything. We're just trying to remember, right?
Yeah, so, I hear that school. A lot. I hear that a lot. It's not about learning for the first time, but we're all just really in this subconscious days, and we're all just, sometimes there's a jolt that's like, oh, I remember this event of another platform or life or dimension or something, or shades of what you were, or you know what I mean?
Yes.
Okay, here's what we're going to do, because I think we lost Jen. We're going to cut to break about a minute early. So before we take a break, we'd like to give our contact information to our listeners. You can reach Jen and I at www.soulpathinsights.com. We also have a Facebook page, so give us a like if you stop by there. You're listening to The Shining Jen Show, and we'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Na, 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 na.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
The call for activation has been sounded. Will you step up to answer? I'm Vila Lucas, and I'm here to empower you to break through to the greater you. Using ancient mystery school technology adapted to our modern times, I will guide you to the next level of your greatness. The time is now. Let me, Vila Lucas, be your breakthrough connection. Connect with me today, thebreakthroughconnection.com.
Tune in to The Shawn and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio, each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with Shawn and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Imagine a happier soul radiating energy in all areas of your life. Get ready to understand the meaning and the message in your life. Shift obstacles to opulence. Experience powerful, intuitive coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Shawn and Jen dare you to live your best life.
Call the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
That is subtle. We're back on the Shauna Jen Show, and I really like that intro. For all of our listeners, Jen and I can be contacted at www.soulpathinsights.com and also stop by our Facebook page, Soul Path Insights, and show us some love. Jen, we got some upcoming events, don't we? On
yeah.
March 30th or something? I don't know.
You want to talk about it?
No, go ahead. You can do it. I was just leading in.
Calling in Your Life's Work is an upcoming event that we have on March 30th from 1 to 5 at Isis Bookstore here in Inglewood, Colorado. Be sure to reach out to Sean and I for readings, speaking events, and workshops. And December 11th Productions, which is 1211productions.com for all of your multimedia needs.
That's right.
Tip of the day, babe.
Tip of the day. Okay, you guys know I love this. So this week, we're going to share with you just a simple sentence, and it's really powerful, so, you know, kind of listen up. You can't live in the lack and expect abundance to come through. We've hit on that a few other times in different shows, and it all kind of ties in together. But if your way of thinking is in the negative, nothing positive will come through. So wipe that slate clean, forgive yourself, forgive other people, move forward so that abundance can come to you like it should.
So for those listeners who are just tuning in, you can also listen to the downloadable version of the show under the Channeling Eric blog or at soulpathinsights.com. Click under Multimedia, SPI, and SPI Radio episodes. You can go back and listen to all of the Channeling Eric series, starting with Eric's mom, Miss Elisa, and listen to all of those to hear all the Eric isms, as we like to say.
Yeah, the isms. So,
the Eric isms. So I want to know, and this is a big question, but I want you to kind of elaborate on this, Eric. What really is the meaning of life?
He says, oh my God, I can do that in one word. You ready? And we're talking about human life, right? Just to be clear.
Yeah, human life.
Yeah, like trapped in a body, stuck on earth, human life.
Oh, nobody's.
Don't make it sound so right. Nice.
Because just being clear.
Okay, go broader than that. So human, do human life, and then do life as in the whole piece of the pie.
He said, well, if we look at the human life on Earth, we could take any kind of disease, illness, life purpose, contract, destiny, anything like that, and we can boil it down to understanding true compassionate love. He says we can. Okay. We can connect love to every single lesson and contract. So if we want to get straight to the point, it's, hey, you got to learn how you're defining love, how you're giving, how you're receiving, how you're shaping it for yourself. And really that's going to shake out all the battles and inner demons and gremlins and answers and insight and guidance and all that stuff. If we take other lessons, which is, he says, let's take the lessons in other life forms, because yes, you as a person can reincarnate into the animal kingdom or to the plant kingdom. And these lessons are still based in love, but they come through a different language and a different vocabulary. I goes, oh gosh, it's so hard not to use those cuss words, and I wish he would just bleep them out for me.
Soon enough, Eric. Soon.
He said, oh, just getting straight to the point. He goes, I can't wait, Sean. You can actually use even spirits who have not crossed over, who he considers kind of what you call the ghosts, is the ones that remain behind and don't go into higher dimensional planes. Because we can look at them, and we can look at the spirits who are in higher dimensionals or who crossed over, however you want to use the terminology. We're all looking at how do we define love? How do we use it as a tool for being honest, a tool for unity? It is, as I say to other people, it's about being an emotional being, not a human being. You know, human being puts the emphasis on all the logical skills, how to climb the corporate ladder, how to make the budgets, how to create the finances. But the emotional being is relating to all the relationships that you're building, and relationships even to the money or to the definition or to the word or to the belief system, and relationships to the person, your intimate person, your family person. And how about the relationships with your house, relationships to your pets, relationships to your garden, to the food that you eat?
Okay, I got a question real quick, because there seems to be a theme of people that we've come in contact with, maybe in the last 6 months to a year. What is this thing that's going on with people overall on this plane currently? A lot of people seem to feel like they're not worthy of love or to be loved. And what is that? Or they lack self-love. What's going on with that?
He's labeled 2013 the year of difficulty, the year of a bunch of cuss words, pretty much. Well, because the vibration and the energy is changing so fast that the living beings on Earth are having a hard time rooting and grounding into it. So a lot of people are kind of losing grounding. And when they don't feel like they're connected to something, they feel like they're apart and they're separate. And they start to doubt themselves and lose confidence and lose these wonderful things that you gain when you live your life in the now and live your life in love. So you're going to come across a lot of that just because of the heightening of the vibration of the state of the earth right now. And this year is rapid change. And it's wonderful for those people who are really paying attention and just living in the now. It's as simple as that. You can stay grounded by doing that simple technique. Just stay in now. And he said, I was mentioning before, it kind of really sucks, beep, that the people who are believing in all of this truth and honesty of being an emotional being and having this unity to inanimate objects and animate objects sound so loony and so crazy. He goes, I can't wait for culture and society to step it up a notch and see this as common knowledge rather than like some sci-fi woo-woo freakish show thing.
Right, right. Well, let me add, I got one more question, and Jamie, you can answer this too, or you and Eric or both. It's cool, good with me. But what can we, as a society on this plane right now, do to help elevate someone's self-love? Because I feel a lot of people lack this self-love, and it's painful to watch when it's people you love. What can you do to help increase that self-love in a person? I only got a couple of minutes before I got to take us out, so I wanted to get that out.
Bingo. He goes, well, you definitely don't want to hand feed them something that they're not ready for. So you become a really great listener. You repeat what they say and you give them what they're asking for. And if they don't know what they're asking for, be intelligent, ask them questions, and let them get their own answers. That is the best way to teach someone about love. Boom. He says, boom.
See, it's kind of incomplete without the boom. I always thought that. You know what I'm saying? I always thought that. So here's what we're going to do. We had a really great show, and thank you, everybody, for the awesome questions that came through. We're going to do this same format of a show next week. So if you have questions to our audience, submit them through the Channeling Eric blog, put them on our Facebook page, contact Jen and I through soulpathinsights.com. Thank you, Jamie and Eric, for being our guests. And we want to thank everyone for tuning in to the Sean and Jen Show. We had a great time as usual. Please join us every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Central, and 3 p.m. Pacific time. Next week on the Sean and Jen Show, we'll have Eric and Jamie back for segment 6 with more exciting questions about spirituality, life, and all things Eric. And send us those questions. You can't go too far out or left or out the box. We want to see what you, we want to know what you got going on. So have a great week. We'll see you back here next time.
Eric says
love
thank
ya.
You. Bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to The Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio. Tune in each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to experience a synergistic radio show to assist you in gaining a deeper perspective and understanding in your everyday life. This hit show with Sean and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Get ready to understand the meaning and the message in your life. Shift obstacles to opulence. Experience powerful, intuitive coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Sean and Jen dare you to live your best life. For more information about Sean and Jen, visit www.soulpathinsights.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough of your love, baby.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line, say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.